Got a special guest here with me today, current Turk, Darren Marcel. Hey, just want to say, man, thanks for coming to the Go Turkers with Travis Darris on the Philly State Networks. And I'm glad to have you on. How you doing, man?
Good. Glad to join the podcast today, man. It's a blessing for real, you know. It's all good. I'm good.
So you ain't got no. Yeah, you got no class this morning. Hey, I gotta know, man. How is it, man? Being on campus right now, you know, with the pandemic going on. Like, I'm curious to talk to somebody that's actually living in it right now.
It's crazy. I don't have no classes on Fridays. I learned that in my early days. Get them classes.
Right.
You know, Fridays turn into early, like 3 o'clock. So I already knew, you know, I'm a senior now. I learned early, don't have no class on Friday. But it's crazy right now. You know, everything on Zoom, everything online. Right. I'm in my master's program, so my class is right now at night. So, you know, I'm chilling throughout the day, you know, go to the gym, you know. I'm staying hurt this season for some reason. So, you know, I'm in the gym getting treatment, like all that throughout the day. Then I go to practice. After practice, come back, I got class. The younger guys, you know, that's in class throughout the day, I think they got like study hall, like 10, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
They sit in the study hall all day till like practice time, like 2:30. So they in one room till like 4 o'clock just watching Zooms, videos and stuff. That's not me though.
Right.
A little bit older.
I mean, that's crazy, man. I was always curious, man, you know, because when I was there, obviously everything was open and the same, but man, you guys are living in a different time, man. Something I'm pretty sure y'all weren't expecting. Like, even like, for example, I wanted to touch on this too. Like, even last year, man, like, man, y'all had it going. Y'all had a good chance, man. Y'all had a great opportunity to win it all, man. And then, you know, COVID happened. Like, what was that like, man? Like, just for you and as the team as a whole, man, because I knew that was a blow, you know? So what was that experience like?
Yeah, I don't even know how to put it into words. I don't even think it really hit me yet. Like, I feel like when I get older, I'm going to be like, damn, like, we really had something there. Like,
right.
For real. But it was crazy. Like, when we first found out, I think it was the night before, they canceled the NBA first.
Right.
We was like, man, like, if the NBA can't, you feel me, handle COVID or whatever, then we already knew it was going to come. So it was kind of expected. But the next day after they canceled the NBA, we were supposed to fly out to Chicago for the Big Ten tournament.
Mm.
We didn't even make it into practice. We didn't even take our clothes off, change nothing. They, like, come in the locker room, everybody. Big Ten tournament canceled. NC 3 hours later, 4 hours later, NCAA tournament canceled. I'm just like, man, I really felt bad for like the seniors, like Anthony Cowan, some like the walk-ons we had, you know, because they put so much into the program and put so much into, you know, not just last year, but the three previous years. It was just sad to see them go out like that, but it hurt me too. Like we had two All-Americans. We had two All-Americans on one team with, you know, this team we got. Like, we showing Aaron, showing, you know, Eric showing what he could do. We had two All-Americans with other studs around them. So we was definitely special. Like, it hurt though.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. I was always, like I said, I never actually talked to a current player that actually went through it, man. But I can just only imagine, like, even this year, like, y'all didn't even know y'all was going to have a season or not. So, like, obviously, you basketball player, man, so you're going to hoop. But then, like, you talking about being around each other, like, what's that? Like, you, first of all, like I said, you didn't know if you're going to have a season. And then when you can be around each other and practice and that whole, everything just, it changes. Everything changed, man. Like, so, like, walk me through that a little bit.
All right. So, after the whole COVID thing, I went home. I wasn't even gonna be out here, you know. All the classes was online. Like, everybody was leaving. Nobody was on campus, so I just went home to Baltimore. the train, because you know the gyms and stuff out here was closed. So I just went home, you know, so I could get the gym and stuff. But that's all it was for real. After the season, I was just home training, not knowing what to expect though. You feel me? Because I didn't know if we was gonna have a season. I didn't know. That's the first time I ever been in college training at home too. Cause you know, we here 12 months out of the year. We don't get no winter break. We in season doing winter break when everybody go home for Christmas. In the summer we here, we training, taking classes. Like we here 12 months. So this is the first time I'm ever training at home. So I'm just, you feel me, just working, just trying, you know, add to my game, do whatever I gotta do. So then like summer come around and it's like, I'm supposed to be going back to school. Like we always, you know, that summer school, everybody, that new mob for the next year, you know, all come together.
Right.
Summer. And that's how you get close. That's how you click.
Right.
You're around each other. In the summer, ain't nobody on campus. Mm-hmm. So that's how you click. You feel me? We ain't had it. So we had no summer. So Coach Turgeon kind of made a idea. He did like team Zooms. We had two team Zooms every week. So we had a team Pastor Donnell Jones.
Right.
And we met, I forget what days it was. We met like in the middle of the week, probably like Tuesday and Friday.
Right.
So Tuesday was just like checking in, like keeping us updated, you know, the players talking to each other. Cause you know, we got transfers, freshmen.
Yeah.
We all got a link in the fall and don't know each other. I ain't never seen you in person ever in my life, bro.
Right.
So it's like we on the Zoom being like trying to familiarize ourselves with each other. So that was like Tuesday. And then like Fridays, we always talked about like the stuff that was going on in the world. So like social injustice, the like educating ourselves on, you know, like racial stuff, like all that type, like the entire team.
Right.
And I think that was probably the best thing Coach Turgeon could have ever did. Cause you know, it allowed all of us to know, you know, pick each other's brain, see where each other, like how each other was raised and like their upbringing and like their beliefs. And I feel like it just educated everybody for real. Coach Turgeon even said, he had learned more in those, you know, 2, 3, 4 months on Zoom with us than he had learned in his entire life. So I think during them Zooms, we was able to, you know, familiarize ourselves with each other and, you know, kind of get a, you know, feel and get a chemistry, some type of chemistry before we even came to school.
Right.
Then we came to school in the fall, everything was still off.
Right.
Like we got here first month, we probably didn't even get to work out. Like it was just that bad. And then I think it was like September, we started working out, but they had us outside. We was lifting on the track. You know, I don't even know what field it is, but the field right next to Xfinity.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Like whatever the
intramurals, all that on.
Yeah.
We out there 6 a.m. lifting weights, out there 6 a.m., you know, doing ball handling. Like, we couldn't even get in the gym. Like, it done been crazy. Like, this is something I would have never expected for real. But yeah, it's been wild. But, you know, we did different things, you know, to familiarize ourselves with each other, you know, and try to build some type of chemistry before the season started.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like I said, man, I was just, like I said, the player, former player, man, just trying to understand or comprehend, but it's no really comprehend because nobody was prepared for this, or how could you prepare for something that you don't even know what tomorrow's going to, what's going to happen tomorrow? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then now this year, last year, I got gyms sold out and full gym, but this year, y'all have no fans, man. And then the fans, the biggest fans now is the bench. So. Yeah. What's that been like, man? I know we got open gyms and things like that, but when you're playing against another opponent and it counts towards the season, like what's that feeling coming from playing with a packed house to really no fans at all?
Different. Like you can't explain, like you just said, all this stuff that's going on, you can't even explain it. But like the energy from the bench, I tell you, the energy from the bench in my experience this whole year that win games. Straight up.
Right.
Whoever got the best bench, it turned into a home game. You got the most energy. And me personally, like, I think this is why we won so many big time road games this year. Cause like we practice in Xfinity.
Right.
So when we go to play a game, it's like practice for real. Ain't nobody there. We is empty. Like we in here every day. So it feel like just another practice. We just practicing against somebody else.
Right.
Cause it ain't no fans and ain't nothing. You feel me to get it. So I think like going on the road, it's like, whew, we in a different environment. So it's like, yeah, we here. Let's create that energy in that environment. That, you know, kind of allow us to have a little bit more fun and stuff like that. But it, like, it been crazy. Like, I could have never expected this at all.
Right.
But, like, I'm telling you, benches win all these games. So I always, early on, we always split up, like, doing warm-ups, like guards and big men. I always try talk to us, be like, bro, we gotta have the most energy today.
Right.
Got you. Through the game, on the free throw line, you feel me? I'm talking to the bench like, I can't hear y'all. Talk to me. I need y'all. Right. So like, we could create that energy to, you know, get that run going or get whatever we need going. But it's crazy.
It's that time of year again, folks. Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push for a bid while the best teams in the country are gearing up for a deep run. Auto bids will be punched, slippers will be fit, and our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, are putting my listeners at the center of the action. If you bet $4 on an underdog in a select game this week and that underdog wins, you win $256. That's right, $256. Here's how it works. Download the app now and use the promo code FIL68 when you sign up. Scroll through the list of select underdogs, bet $4 on them to win, and cash $256 when they do. There is no better way for you to put your college hoops knowledge to use than put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's safe, it's secure, it's reliable, and you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So remember, that's code FIELD68, that's FIELD68, to turn $4 into $256. For a limited time only, must be 21 years or older, restrictions apply. Go to DraftKings.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, I can only imagine, man, just watching the games with no fans. It's just, everything just looks different, man. But like you were saying, man, y'all had some big wins this year. I know y'all got a few games left for the Big Ten, going into the Big Ten tournament. So what more, like, how are y'all preparing? What's your mindset? I know y'all got a big win on Sunday, you know. So what's your mindset like right now, man, to try to, you know, obviously it's one game at a time, but you're talking about you trying to get into the tournament and lock that down, get it solidified. So how's the preparation been and trying to get that thing done?
I mean, we always talk about this, but we just trying, you know, get better every day. I think throughout the season, you know, you playing different teams, you kind of focus on other teams. You feel me? So, like, we play a team with a good big man. The whole week we practicing post defense, double teaming, how to front the post, all that type stuff. Now we kind of, you know, we ain't had no summer. Fall was a little bit weird. We kind of found our identity and found, like, who we are. So now we just, you know, locked in on being the best at that. Like, it's clear we not going to be the biggest team. You feel me? We play small. Right. We space the floor out, attack matchups, like all that type of stuff. So we just, right, you know, focus on being getting better at that every single day.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like you said, man, like, it's almost March, man. So it's the best time to get better and to get things clicking, man. You going right into the tournament. Like you said, man, once, man, y'all get hot at the right time. And you know, you get hot at the right time, it's on. Then once that momentum get going and y'all get that confidence, like you said, because of the chemistry throughout the year, you build it. And as time going, you get better halfway through the season, getting better. And then now to a tournament time, you're getting even better. Now y'all feeling it. And now you've been, this your last year. So you like, man, like you trying to go out with a bang, especially after coming off last year, man. And I know regardless of the rankings or the your record and things like that, once tournament time comes, that stuff don't even matter no more. You know what I mean?
It's anything. It's whoever playing the best at that time.
Right.
We always say that, like, just put yourself there. Just put yourself there, and it's two games at a time. You feel me? You got those, I think it's like a Friday, Sunday, or like a Thursday, Saturday. Then you win them two, you feel me, you go to the next week. You got your next two games. So you put yourself there, you just keep putting wins or two together, you're going to find yourself in that championship.
That's
what I'm saying. We just trying to focus on getting better every single day. Because we know whoever going to win, you feel me, peaks at this time. Right now, this time, it's late in the season. 20 games in, people bodies tired. You know, this when people either, you feel me, deteriorate, fold, you know, things get ugly for them. They give up. They looking towards, like, the season being all that type stuff. Well, you just get better, spike up, get – I don't know how – you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like,
we just try to get better for real every single day.
Absolutely, man. And you've been, like you said, you've been the glue for the team, man, on and off the court, seeing that. So, obviously, you play a huge role in that process, man. So, and I seen that you – intern last year, you did some intern. What's that been like, man? I know you like you did the intern with the clinical and what, psychology, and then you also do with the TERP mindset, man, which I think is huge. And I kind of wish we had that back when I was playing, because a lot of people don't really understand or comprehend how is it to be a student athlete. You know what I mean? Like, people think it's, oh man, y'all got the life, man, y'all got this, that. People know it. Man, it does something to your mind. I know when I was there, man, you know, mentally, I'm looking back on it now, being older and understanding the situation I was in, man, I was really going through it, you know, but I didn't know that at the time. But if we had something like what you're doing, man, I think it's huge, and I think it'd make a big difference. So what made you, like I said, you do the intern, but what made you even start doing that?
So I'm real, like, if you know me, I'm real big on, like, communication. Like, I'm a face-to-face. You feel like if we was doing this interview and I had an option, I'm trying to sit next to you. You feel me? Right. I feel vibes. I'm face-to-face, like that type. So when I came in, I wanted to do business. That math side of that was just a little bit.
I tried it too.
It was just a little bit too hard for me. So I switched over to family science. So family science is like all interpersonal relationships and, you know, how individuals interact with each other, like kind of like the social side, that social work side. And through that, I got like introduced to like counseling and mentoring. So I found an interest in, you know, like just talking to people, trying to pick people's minds. So I felt like with my internship over the summer with Dr. Michelle Garvin, who is a sports psychologist. So she talked to all the student athletes where you're dealing with problems and different stuff like that. She's the psychologist. So I was interning with her. I said, we might as well just, you know, rather than them like reaching out to you saying, I need help, I might as well reach out to them and just pick their brain. So the TERP mindset, you know, was just trying to understand student athletes' like lives and just like how they are with, like I don't really know how to explain. I could find a mission. If you gave me some time, I could find a mission statement, but like, interviews I did, it was strictly like brain picking. You feel me? So I'm trying, you know, look at your background and understand why you doing this or why you react to certain things this way. So like, for example, I was talking to one girl that played volleyball. Mm-hmm. She said her older sister went to Maryland and it was just in her family tradition, you know, to go to University of Maryland. So she talked about how she struggled a little bit in her earlier years, and just that pressure that she grew up with, being so such a Maryland fan, having her sister go to Maryland, she felt pressure. And that, you feel me, played a part on her struggling. It just weighed her down more because she's on the court struggling. But as a fan, you don't understand that she got other pressures that's not even like, it's just there. Like her parents not pressuring her, her older sister not pressuring her, but it's there because it's just how she grew up. She's always wanted to go to Maryland, BC. So I was just trying to pick people's minds and just understand how their background impacted what they did, how their, you feel me, how their life, their culture. I interviewed people of different races. Like, I was really just brain picking and seeing like what being a student athlete is like from a lot of different individuals' perspectives. It was fun. I definitely enjoyed it. So
man, and I think I definitely was looking forward to talking about that today, man, because like you said, it's especially now, because everything that's going on and everybody's stuck in their rooms and everything's on Zoom and everything is a lot of unknown, and that mental illness, that mental thing is different, especially if you're an athlete, because now I got to focus on school, I got to focus on the game and practice, and then I got to deal with whatever else I'm dealing with off the court. So you got all those combinations, you're young, so you may not even understand how to deal with those things, you know what I mean?
Real. And another thing, I always said, but social media is a drug. Like, especially now too, like with us just sitting in our rooms, not doing nothing, mm-hmm. like it's easy to, you know, for that to attract your eye. Right. You feel me? I'm not doing nothing. I'm bored. Let me hop on Instagram. Let me hop on Twitter. But, you know, in our role right now, we so big and so prominent. Like, we being talked about. At the University of Maryland, you playing basketball. It's a high major school. You feel me? You being talked about. Regardless, play good, play bad, you the topic of convo for that night, for that whole week. So I always, since I've been here, I always told people, bro, stay off that. Don't pay attention to none of that. Because I done seen it, you feel me, impact some people. Like, they play bad, fans on them. They suck, da-da-da-da, and it's just, like, draining. It's not that love that you need, you feel me?
Right.
So I always, especially right now, though, because we really by ourselves, and it's just us for real.
Right. So man, like you said,
it's definitely, go ahead. No, I was just saying, it's definitely a time where, you know, you got to make sure your mental is right, I always try to check on my teammates, make sure they're doing well, for sure.
And that's definitely huge, man. Like you said, we didn't have social media back then, bro. We didn't have social media, which is a good thing. I'm super happy about that, bro, because it wouldn't have been good. So I know, like I said, like you were talking about in regards to paying attention to that social media when you, especially when you're an athlete, because like you said, man, good game, bad game, you're being talked about, you know. And like you said, man, you tell your guys, man, stay off of it, because people always going to have something to say, whether it's good or bad, for whatever reason, you know what I mean? Then, like you said, everybody's stuck in the room now, and that's all they got. You know what I mean? They social media, you know, or some people, they live off, like, I know mistakes I made when I was playing, I used to always read the papers, or I sometimes read the blogs, and you know how the fans, so that's where I messed up at, and that's what kind of, It played tricks on my mind, you know, because you read, whether you have a good game, bad game, they always, like you said, you'd be the subject of the topic sometimes, man, and it throw you off mentally. Some people can't handle that. Some people can't deal with that. Some people not tough enough mentally to deal with that stuff, you know what I mean?
For sure. I don't really know if you ready for it. I don't know if people able to, that's why I just tell them stay off of it, you feel me? And what you see in the newspaper and what you saw in the blood, that's social media now. And it's probably 10 times worse because, you know, individuals could get in direct contact with you. Right. Like, I'm on your page now with it. Like, I know you see this. Like, it ain't even like I'm on a newspaper, I'm a secondary source, I'm a blog talking to, no, I'm right at you. I'm in your DMs. Like, so right, it's right, like, right. It's even worse now. So that's why I just try, you know, stay off of it and just, you know, try to keep everything in-house. Coach Terge always tell us not to get too high, not to get too low.
Right.
So I think that's a good thing to focus on with this team.
So what you plan on doing with the, you going to keep the Terp mindset going? Are you planning on, like, what's your plans in regards to, like, once the season's over with? I know you focus on the season right now, but, like, in regards to everything that you're trying to do, I know you're big on social injustice, you know, the psychology, the mental mindset. Like, so what are you trying to do out of this? Like, what is your bigger picture?
Yeah, so I got my bachelor's in family science. I did that in 3 years. So right now I'm getting my master's in public policy. So I'm finishing that. I gotta take a couple classes in the summer to finish that. But like I said, I'm big on a mentoring and counseling. So I'm trying to blow up with that, go somewhere with that. I'm trying to touch at-risk kids, you know, kids that really need that guidance, you know, to make the right decisions in life and, you know, kind of get on the right path. And I feel like, you know, I'm good with people. You feel me? I'm ahead of public policy master, you know, to understand, like, real specifics and, like, laws and just all that. And I think that just all connect. But I'm trying to start, like, a nonprofit with, like, mentoring, counseling, you know, at-risk kids or, you know, like, younger kids and student athletes. Like, oh, I'm trying really, really, you know, take off with it for sure.
No, that's definitely, man. I just want to applaud you on that. Like I said, you got your degree in 3 years, and you still going, man. That's huge, man. And even, you know, your accolades on the court, but even bigger, man, stuff that you're doing off the court, you know. So I just want to applaud you for that, man. And definitely wish you the best, and especially for the rest of the season, your last season. Man, enjoy it. Obviously, you know, it's super fast. You know what I mean? So, man, I just want to appreciate you. I mean, thank you for coming on the Go Terps with Travis Garrison and the Field of 68 Networks, man. And, man, I wish y'all the best of luck the rest of the season. I'm definitely going to be tuned in on Sunday. So I know y'all going to go out there and do what y'all have to do. You know, so, now, like, I know you got a schedule ahead, man. But I just appreciate you coming on the show today.
Sure.
Sure.
I'll hit you up, okay? So I'm like, man, you know, we all one big family.